across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
131873 is our number. If you have any questions to support your health, give us a call right now to ask those questions. But first, over 3 million people suffer from chronic pain here in Australia. And this morning we shine a light on what this means to our community. So joining us on the line is Fiona Hodson, Vice President of Chronic Pain Australia and a pain management nurse. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning to you all.
I know that 3 million people sounds like a lot, right? But what does that mean? What exactly does chronic pain mean? How is it defined?
Well, chronic pain that we classify as pain that persists or recurs for longer than 3 months, this is generally despite a healing of an acute injury or surgery. So we basically know that it's associated also with a lot of emotional distress and functional disability, but it's that prolonging over that 3 month period which really helps us define that.
Fiona, it sounds like something that obviously 3 million people suffer from, but if you don't understand it or haven't experienced it yourself, it's hard to kind of imagine what it actually involves. So I've read that, you know, the experience of chronic pain is quite individual. It's a very individual situation, isn't it?
It's very individual, and sometimes people's past experiences can also impact the way that they actually experience pain. But it's generally that we know that acute pain is there for a reason. It's there as a warning system for us when, you know, you don't want to put your hands on a fire on a hot plate, and, you know, it allows you to remove that because it's going to cause more damage. So it's chronic pain is really what we define as a condition of the nervous system, where the nervous system becomes oversensitized over time. So basically, people, after that goes on and on for a long time, it impacts on people's ability to function, to work, to sleep. That's a really big one. And it also impacts the people around them, loved ones, family, and people become very isolated and socially disconnected. So it is very individual, and that's where a lot of the stigma comes from, because it's quite invisible. A lot of people don't actually see that you're in pain when you actually are experiencing it.
Fiona, not many years ago, it was decided that if we created a pain management category within the health professions, it would solve a lot of these problems. I think, on the contrary, it's exposed a lot of problems. In your professional role as a pain management nurse, what are some of the chronic pain issues that you are confronted with? What are the most common ones?
The most common ones in my clinical environment is that people have a lot of mental health issues, such as anxiety and depression, and also an inability in the community to afford or access services such as allied health, like a physio or a psychologist. So when we see these people, they have been, in the community and trying to sort of manage their pain, but with very limited and lack of support. And I think there's also some issues around education, around the best practice around managing chronic pain. So it's not all about just medication. It's also around the other, what we call multimodal approaches to chronic pain, which is, you know, looking at people's ability. What are they eating? Is it, you know, are we eating too much processed food and too many sugars, which we all tend to sort of lean, sometimes go towards that because it's the easiest option, and sometimes the cheapest option, which is embarrassing, really. But, yes, they're probably the mainstay issues that I see clinically and in the community as well.
Fiona, it seems like something that, even though we all understand the concept of pain and what it feels like, for chronic pain, there's still some stigma attached to it. Why do you think that is, and how do you think we can lift that as a barrier to people understanding what it's like to suffer chronic pain?
Yeah, you're right. Unfortunately, we've been doing a national pain survey now for 9 years, and the results are still very similar around stigma. So I think the fact that it is almost an invisible, you know, condition that people can't actually understand it if they don't actually see. Like, when we see someone with a broken arm or a broken leg, we tend to sort of, you know, automatically relate to that and think, oh, well, that must be painful. But when there doesn't seem to be that obvious tissue damage or clear evidence of this pain, I think that's where the stigma comes in. And then, you know, a lot of people, particularly in our last year's survey, nearly 45% of people felt stigmatised by their GP and even more so by their family and the general community.
Fiona, it just makes me devastated yes. to hear that.
Well, and it really is sad. And Fiona, you mentioned the multidisciplinary process, which sounds lovely, but there'll be people starting their day today, Sunday, mm-hmm. who have woken up with pain, who probably for the first time have heard those words, multidisciplinary. How do we get a person who's woken up with chronic pain this morning into that system so that perhaps in a reasonable time, not 3 months, 5 months, 6 months, 12 months, whatever it is these days, how do we get someone into that system quickly and effectively to restore their quality of life?
Well, this is why we're really promoting, you know, GPs are really the, you know, that's the first pass. And also we use a lot of pharmacists as well. There's a lot of pharmacists that can do some good education and, you know, advice to people with chronic pain. Because as we know, generally if you have an acute injury, that's where your first pass is. But it's getting a good relationship and hopefully that GP or pharmacist has a better understanding of, you know, chronic pain and what works for you. And also explaining to them that, you know, obviously if you've got, you know, back pain and if you continually lie down and all that sort of stuff, then it's only going to get worse. And then you're going to need to do strengthening exercises and things like that. So I think it's around... I'd love to see a national campaign around health promotion like the old Life Be In It sort of approach, because it's really just get up, move, enjoy life and stay connected. It's not all just, you know, taking a pill and lying down and that. But so I think it is around, you know, looking at the resources that are online, trying to connect with, you know, general practitioners and their team and work with them around a plan and really... increasing activity, slowly, being with your family, they're the biggest things that make the biggest amount of change.
Fiona, can you tell us quickly about your organisation, Chronic Pain Australia, because you mentioned resources and yours is a fantastic one.
Yeah, we're at Chronic Pain Australia. We are the national voice of people with chronic pain. We have got a website, chronicpainaustralia.org.au. There are lots of resources on there and what we've put on there and we've found is people like to listen to others and relate to those that have got the lived experience. So we have lots of videos on there. We also have a National Pain Week coming up on the 24th of July to the 30th where people can jump on and look at and review free Facebook Live videos and Q&A sessions with on various topics. And as I said, there's also some resources there if people are struggling. Like there's a Pain Link Australia that's by the Australian Pain Management Association that people can ring and get support by people like-minded with peer people to help them through this difficult process.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Fiona. The website is chronicpainaustralia.org.au. Have a great Sunday, Fiona.
Thanks, Fiona.
All
right.
Thank you so much, right. Fiona.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
131-873 is our number. We will get to your calls next.
Traffic. IKEA sale ends Monday.